continuing Tofresh Ayin Aleph, and Be'ez Hashem today we'll be finishing the Siman. So the minig is to light in shul, and we even make a bracha because of Prisum Nisa. And the way it's done is the following. The menorah should be placed on the southern wall of the shul, by the southern wall of the shul, or on the table over there, just like the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash was in the southern area. The way that the menorah should be lined up, though, would be lined up in Mizrach HaMaariv from east to west. And the one who's lighting it, the way he should be standing is like this. He should have his back towards the south, and he should have his face facing towards the north. And he should be starting, his lighting should start from the right-hand side, which will be the Ner, which is closest to the Aron HaKodesh. Basically, on the first night, he'll be lighting on his right when he's facing towards the north and his back's to the south. And that will be the Ner, which is closest to the front of the shul. And then every night, adding extra. Going more and more to the left. There are those that are knowing that the way that the nearest are lined up are not Mimitzvah Lamarov, rather than Mimitzvah from the Dorim, and he says, Einim Chais B'yodlan, and everyone should go like their Minig. Now, regarding the timing of the lighting, even those whose Minig is to light their nearest at home by Teisa Gechavim, but in Shul, the Minig is to light between Mincha and Maariv. And on Erev Shabbos, on Erev Shabbos, some of the minig to light before Mincha. However, Chaim speaks out that our minig is to light on Erev Shabbos, even on Erev Shabbos between Mincha and Maariv. The expression is at the time when people are starting to gather, because a lot of people have davened earlier on. So between Mincha and Maariv, as people are starting to gather in a shul, that's when it should be lit. However, obviously, if people are taking the time coming and it's going to end up being Shabbos soon, then of course, we should not wait. Rather, we should make the bracha and light even before Mincha on Erev Shabbos, because even though the issue might be that there's not really Prisum Nisa, because there's not even a minyan in shul yet. However, there's still a level of Prisum Nisa when they come afterwards to shul and they see a menorah lit. And the same thing during the weekday. If there's no minyan, you can also light, even though there are those that say if there's no minyan in the shul, a bracha should not be made. Lamaisa, he says, yesh ha-milismoich, to make a bracha even without a minyan there. But of course, if it's you know, easy to pull a few people in to have a minyan for the bracha, he says, matayv. Now, if it's the chazan who's lighting, and he's only lit one, and let's say it's the eighth night, and the shul want to get on with it. They want to get on with davening already. So what he can do is he can, the shlech tzibur can just light one, and then the shamash can light the rest, and then the shlech tzibur will go and daven. He speaks out the same thing at home as well. If there's some sort of emergency, and the person's lit, made the bracha and lit one, someone else can light the rest if need be. However, avada, the best is for him to finish it off himself. Regarding an ovel. Who's an Ovi on Ovi V'imoy Teichud B'Shedesh, or an other craving for the first 30 days, then they should not be lighting the menorah in the shul on the first night, because a shechionu can be made, and therefore he should not be making a shechionu in public. At home you can make a shechionu, the Ovil, but not in shul. But he says the actual tefillahs of Chanukah, Mincha Maariv, he can daven, but Shachris he should not be davening, because Shachris has halal. And finally, the last shtickel for Tofresh Ayin Aleph is that a person's not yotza his mitzvah of neiris in shul, and he needs to relight again. And even the shliach tzibur, who's already made a shechi, he's made ready made all the brachas, including the shechianu, then he should be making the brachas again at home. However, regarding the shechianu, if he's not being moitzi others, he's only going to be doing it for himself, then he should not make Shechionu again. Again, if he's been moitzi others, then he would make Shechionu again when he gets home. Regarding a guest who's staying in someone else's house, then he says it could be that if he's if he was the one that lit the nearest in the shul, it could be that he does not need to light again when he gets home. That's the end of Tofresh Ayin Aleph. Beis Hashem, tomorrow we will start Tofresh Ayin Beis, which is the halachas of Zman Hadlokas Ner Chanukah.